Today, other than the fact that it is the day of the week that is dedicated to the most holy, immaculate, and blessed Mother of God, Our Lady, here under the auspices of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, we also celebrate the feast of a great saint from the Renaissance period, Saint Camillus de Lellis. Camillus, as a young man, entered the military. And, of course, he indulged in all the things that the military usually do. Drinking and gambling and who knows what else. We don't necessarily want to know. And then he was converted. He heard a sermon by St. John of Avila, another of the great friends of St. Teresa of Avila. And his sermons were stupendous. You can still find them and read them in English or Spanish. And this touched his heart so much that he decided to start something new. He followed St. John, and then with his assistance and help, he started to take care of the many, many sick people that were lying on the streets of Granada, who were dying and had nobody to take care of them. And so, first of all, the most important thing is he got good priests to come and hear their confessions, which usually were their last and final confession, and to also assist them with the other sacraments, the sacrament of the Eucharist, the sacrament of confession, and the anointing of the sick. So many hundreds of sick men and women and children, too, who were on the streets. And of course, we think today things are bad. It was a lot worse then. And they were able to find their way to purgatory or heaven because of the ministrations of St. John of Avila and his disciple, St. Camillus de Lellis. He began a new order, which is still today. It has never been a very large order, but has been very, very active. The Hospitaller Brothers of St. Camillus. And so today we honor this person, who, as the epistle and the gospel today remind us, that if we wish to enter heaven, if we wish to have eternal life, we must serve our neighbor, especially those who are in most need. So we beseech Almighty God that through the intercession of St. Camillus de Lellis, we too may find healing of body and soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.